It's a snowy day, lots of snow, been snowing for a couple of days, and reminds me of when I was trying to get to the UK, and it was very similar weather this evening. I'm again going up to Budapest for Bhakta Sangha, meeting of devotees. All our devotees, our entire congregation of Vaishnavas. And then I'll come back tomorrow, but just a little over a week, I'll back off again to Shridhar Mayapur, GBC meetings. Today I have a question from Vedantakrit Das. I'm not quite sure where from, but he gives the following quote. Bhaktivinoda Thakura's Kalyana Kalpataru, which says, let me just... The initiating spiritual master, Diksha Guru, shows his causeless mercy by giving his disciple instructions and chanting the Harinam mantra. By so doing, he points the disciples in the direction of the truths pertaining to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. But I consider the numerous instructing spiritual masters, Shiksha Gurus, to be more important, for they show unlimitedly more mercy by training the neophyte devotees in all the essential aspects of practical devotional service. Sadhana Bhakti, and his question is, can you please elaborate on this topic? How can we apply this instruction in our day-to-day ISKCON life? My whole purpose of writing the book Shiksha Guru is to elaborate on this concept of the role that Shiksha Gurus play in a devotee's spiritual life. And let's start here with the principle of what is Guru? Yadgatva Napunar Moham Ivam Yasha Shikandava. That person who not just directs you, because that's what we mean, but who actually takes you towards Krishna by relevant guidance, instruction, in which the role of Diksha plays one role. Here the terminology is used that the Diksha Guru points the disciple, and that's what Diksha actually is. It's like pointing the disciple, but you can point someone in a certain direction, but if you don't help them get there, then pointing is not just enough. It's just leaving the whole effort to themselves. So Guru means helping the disciple go back home, back to Godhead with relevant instruction. And that relevant instruction is actually the scope of the Diksha Guru. But our experience in ISKCON is that Diksha Gurus, in most cases, aren't the devotees who are giving the day-to-day relevant instruction that guides disciples back to Krishna. In which case, it may be that senior Vaishnavas, Brahmanas, and so on, may play a more important role in that business of guidance. In the business of pointing, the Diksha Guru played a role. In the business of guidance, the Shiksha Gurus play a role. And that's something that one will determine according to what the actual phenomena is. There's no force in this case. It's not an issue of now everyone should consider that their Shiksha Gurus are more important than their Diksha Guru. Who is more important? Who does play the role? How does it work out in terms of directing us back to Krishna? Whatever that proved, truth or the answer to that question proves to be, those who play the role. It's not a matter of competition, it's just a matter of what is actually the nature of the relationship. Who's more important in the spiritual world to you? The gopis, the cowherd boys, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. Well, it depends what your relationship is. There's no competition, but if you're in the relationship of a gopi with Krishna, then the gopis, Lalita Vishaka, Srimati Radharani, will be more important. And if you're a cowherd boy, then Shridam and Subal and Balaram will be more important. So that's the relevance of that to ISKCON should be seen in that light. Who plays, or those who play, Diksha Guru is only one, Shiksha Guru can be many, those who do play a more important role, they're more important. And now we also need to see the historical context in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking, because he's also speaking about his own experience, that he took Diksha from someone who, Vipin Bihari Goswami, who wasn't the main inspiration in his spiritual life. Jagannath Das Babaji, for instance, was the main person, and there were also others from whom he got relevant training. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also is describing his own personal experience. However, if a devotee's main spiritual energy is coming from his Diksha Guru, then that is to be considered as most important. And in any case, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, getting more, getting less, relatively more important or less important, Shakshad Hari, he's meant to be worshipped as good as God. And we should take that very seriously. Accepting the Diksha Guru, that is already a compulsory thing. And then from those who receive Shiksha, well, there's Shiksha Guru in the real sense, means someone who you also accept in that same way as you accept your Diksha Guru in that same absolute sense. And then there are others who give, as Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, relevant advice, relevant guidance. Their guidance isn't necessarily taking place from the absolute platform, but it's taking place from the relevant platform, a relative platform. In other words, they're not spiritually situated. They're also practicing devotees. They should also be worshipped. And they should also be given all respect. Wherever you're receiving something from, that's whom you have to reciprocate with. And when Krishna is talking to Sudama Vipra about the different types of gurus, then he speaks about the parents and the Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Shravana Guru. Very nice explanation to be found over there. Hare Krishna.